You're listening to
the Music Interval Theory Podcast with TC and Frank.
Welcome back to another episode of the Music Interval Theory Podcast, where we dive deep into the stories and lessons that shape our musical journeys. I'm your host, Frank, and today we've got a particularly resonant topic to unpack. But first, let me set the stage with a bit of a personal anecdote. Picture this. 25 years ago, there I was, armed with nothing but an old Schneider stereo from the 80s and a burning passion for music. Now, this wasn't your high-end setup by any stretch. We're talking about a setup that seemed to prefer bass like it was going out of fashion. But here's the kicker. Using that very setup, I landed gigs with Disney. Yes, you heard that right, Disney. The music was hitting the right notes, but then came the feedback that would change everything. A music supervisor mentioned the mixes were a tad bass heavy. To me, everything sounded just perfect through that Schneider stereo. That was my wake-up call to the world of high-quality equipment. I started investing in the best gear, converters, stereos, headphones, you name it. I thought I was all set. Until another project rolled around, this time a documentary. I sent over some rough MP3 drafts, just placeholders really. And guess what? They used them in the final product. Under dialogue and all, those draft tracks apparently did the job just fine. That's when it hit me. The Pareto principle in full swing. You know, the idea that 20% of the effort brings 80% of the results. It turned out that my initial imperfect contributions were good enough for the project's needs. This lesson was a game changer. It made me rethink perfection in our industry. Sometimes being practical trumps being perfect. As much as we love to polish every note and tweak every mix, there's a point where it's just not noticed by the client or the audience. So, fellow creators, next time you find yourself obsessing over details, remember that sometimes good enough really is good enough, especially when time is scarce and practicality wins out over perfection. But hey, that's not to say we should compromise on quality where it counts, right? It's about reading the room or the client and understanding just how polished the final product needs to be. This approach not only saves time, but also spares us the stress of chasing elusive perfection. And that's the takeaway today. Whether you're mixing a track for a major client or tweaking a personal project, meet the needs, set realistic goals, and remember, sometimes your first draft might just have the magic they need. Thanks for tuning into the Music Interval Theory Podcast. Music is not just about the notes themselves, but the spaces and decisions between them. Until next time, keep creating, keep inspiring, and perhaps most importantly, keep it practical. Best always.
This podcast is powered by the Music Interval Theory Academy, your resource for getting clarity and confidence in music composition and orchestration. See you inside at musicintervaltheory.academy.